Let's review Shabbos Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara learns two important lessons from Pesukim that describe Moshe Rabbeinu sticking his hand in his shirt and having tzara'as come out on his skin. Anybody who suspects innocent people of doing bad things gets afflicted on his body. We learn this from Moshe, suspecting that the Jewish people won't believe that he's messengers from Kadosh Baruch Hu to redeem them, and as a result, he got tzara'as on his skin. We learn that good things are quicker to come than bad things from the fact that tzara'as on Moshe's skin disappeared more quickly than it had appeared in the first place. By Rabba, the matam yasar pligiav, the malam yasar dever kol pater, or the malam yasar pligiav, the matam yasar dever kol chayiv. In the Mishnah, we discussed the case where somebody throws something through Rosh Hashanah on its way from one Rosh Hashanah to another. Rabbi Kiva says chayiv and the Chum say pater. At first, the Gemara suggests two possible ways to understand the machlokas. Perhaps they agree that one is pater if it was thrown through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah above 10 tefachim from the ground, even though passing an item above 10 tefachim would be chayiv because we don't equate throwing to passing. Perhaps, though, they argue when it passes through airspace within 10 tefachim of the ground in Rosh Hasharabim, and the basis of the dispute is whether we consider something in the airspace to be resting on the ground. This approach, Sarav Hamnun understands the machlokas. Rabbi Chilka Bertuvi also understands this way, but he adds that if we're within 3 tefachim of the ground, everybody would agree, you are chayiv, since the principle of lava teaches that anything within 3 tefachim of the ground is considered to be resting directly on the ground. The Braisa adds that if we're above 10 tefachim, even though everybody agrees you're pater midaraisa, it would still be asur midarabanan to throw the object through Rosh Hashanah. If both the Rosh Hashanah belong to the same person and they're at the same height as each other, there is not even an issur midrabbanan to throw from one to the other. Second possibility of how to understand it is that all agree in a case where it's thrown to pass within 10 tefachim from the ground, since kluta kamisha unchadamya, anything in the airspace is viewed as if it is resting. The machlokas is when it passes through the Rosh Hashanah more than 10 tefachim off the ground. And the basis of the machlokas is whether yalfilan zorik mumma. We can derive that you'd be chayiv for throwing in this way, since you'd be chayiv for passing in this way, or whether lo yalfin and zorak mimoshit, we cannot derive anything about throwing from the halacha of passing. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Elazar actually understands the machlokas in a third way, that they argue both in a case where it is thrown below 10 tefachim and in a case where it's thrown above 10 tefachim. Apparently, in Rabbi Elazar's view, they argue both whether we say kluta kamisha and chadamya and whether yalfin and zorak mimoshit. Where do we know the concept of love, that anything within 3 tefachim of something else is considered to be in direct contact with it? So first Gemara suggests a svara. It would be impossible for a public street to be a perfectly flat plain, so we have to assume that some protrusions will still be considered to be the ground of the Rosh Hashanah. However, after questioning why we would randomly make the cutoff of 3 tefachim, the Gemara concludes that kol pachas mishlosh kolavadami hilchasagamirila. We only know love it from Alacha Lamosha Misinai. When somebody throws from one Rosh Hashanah to another with a Rosh Hashanah in the middle, Rebbe would hold his chayiv and Lacham would hold his pater. The Gemara adds two details within Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe would only say chayiv when the Rosh Hashanah that it passes through has a roof on it, where we can say basic, the house is considered filled, so anything that passed through it is considered to be resting in it. But the Amar of Chana, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayev HaYereb B'Shtayim, Rebbe would say your chayiv twice, once for transferring from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, and once for bringing it from the Rosh Hashanah in the middle back to the Rosh Hashanah on the other side. The Gemara rejects that because Rebbe does not hold chayiv atolda makamav, that a person would be chayiv separately for atolda, like hachnasa, when he's already chayiv anyway for the av melacha, like hotza'a. Instead, the Gemara suggests the idea of somebody being chayiv shtayim was said as a comment on a case where a person intended to throw something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, but it landed more than 4 amos into the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayiv in that case, and at first we assert that he means you are chayiv twice, once for being motzi Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and once for moving it 4 amos within the Rosh Hashanah. However, here too the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yehuda only meant that you are chayiv for one violation. Even according to the Havamina, the Rabbi Yehuda holds you chayiv two karbanos, we have to say that we're talking about a case of Ba'omer kol makom shetir to tenuach. The thrower did not intend for it to land in a specific place, because if he intended it to land right outside the Rishus Yachid, he wouldn't be chayiv for the extra 4 amos that it traveled in the Rishus Rabim. And if he intended it to land 4 amos into the Rishus Rabim, he wouldn't be chayiv for the initial hotza'ah from the Rishus Yachid. Pshita niskav nizrok shmon of zarek arba harikas of shemi shimon. It's obvious that if he intends to throw something 8 amos in Rishus Rabim, but he accidentally only throws it 4 amos, he's chayiv, because it's just like intending to write the name Shimon and stopping after writing Shin Mem, where you intended to do a larger malacha but did a smaller malacha. Niskavim lizroa, lizrok arba rather, vizarak shmona mahu. What would be the halacha of a person tried to throw something 4 amos and he overthrew it to the point that it landed 8 amos away? The Gemara answers that not only is he pater in the case where he overthrew it, but even in the case where he underthrew it, that we thought it was obvious that he would be chayiv, if he did not intend for it to land where it landed, he is in fact pater. That this is not at all like writing shame when you intended to write Shimon, because one cannot write Shimon without the first two letters. One can certainly throw something 8 amos without it ever landing 8 amos away. That is a chazar of Shabbos of Tzadi Zayin.